The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Welcome, welcome to yet another episode of the Sports Bunch, hosted by me, Ethan, and
Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali. Sorry, guys, I was zoned out. I was looking at a Murakami video. It was saying how, and I agree with this, how he's just a Asian version of Joey Gallo with worse defense. I think the only reason why people want him on his team is because he's Japanese.
He's Japanese. The Ohtani.
By the way, yeah, it is the Ohtani effect. I'm out. I don't want this guy on the Jays. That's just me.
Is he an upgrade from Ernie Clements?
No, he's. Oh, I would have 10 Ernie Clements before I want one Murakami, or the other way around.
Oh, yes, yes.
No, yeah, he's just like, he has the worst strikeout rate in Japan, where they're facing a lot less velo. Mm-hmm. And I hope, you know, if he went to the MLB with all of his strikeout on base, blah, 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 everything, his like, all of his, and he's terrible against fastballs too. If he went to the MLB, he would be the worst qualified player in all of these stats. He is an all for nothing power hitter who hasn't been really that great since his 2022 season. I'm out.
You're out. Okay, like Shark Tank.
And I'll watch him sign with the Yankees and hit 50 home runs. Crazy things have happened. Like Joey Gallo trying to be a pitcher.
Topic of discussion today. What is our topic of discussion today?
We're talking about the craziest trades of all time. And speaking about the Yankees, I think they made the craziest acquisition of all time, which is Babe Ruth to the Yankees. Wow. Babe Ruth to the Yankees, the great Bambino, traded at 24 years old from the Boston Red Sox for only $100,000, which is like only, you know. What, back then in the 1920s, that was a lot of money.
In, adjusted for inflation, so it's $1.1 million today, but context please, because back then, $100,000 to spend for in 1919 for a baseball player was like unheard of. Like, I'm pretty sure Babe Ruth's contract, when he signed it, he was like 30% higher than the next guy second. And if you were to adjust inflation, complex everything, if you were to sign a deal today, it would be near like $1 billion. That's how valuable a player he was. So that $100,000, $25,000 is a steep, steep price for a player back then.
It is a steep price for the player. But you could say it paid off because they won how much? Seven with Babe Ruth? But he became the all-time home run hitter. They made 29 of the next 45 World Series, and Boston never made the playoffs after that for 26 years. It never won the World Series after 86 years. So that's why they call it the Curse of the Bambino, guys. That's why they call it that. Because trading him sent Boston into hell, where they belong.
That's good. Yeah, we don't like Boston. We're right, guys. Toronto. But didn't they break the curse on
LA
that birth year in 2004?
2004, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, so that was our year.
We are the anti.
Are we the Antichrist? Is that it? Is that what you call it?
I guess so.
The anti-Babe Ruth.
No.
Blessing.
Yeah, we'd be the blessing, not the anti. So, but we're not going to be blasphemous. Right.
We'd be Christ.
No, you can't be blasphemous.
No.
We are a
same
Boston
thing. You know what I mean. Blessing. They know what I mean. We all know what we mean.
Yes, yes. But
so, yeah, that was a pretty crazy trade. I think that is the craziest trade of all time. People say some crazy thing like Mike Piazza to the Marlins, Kawhi to the Raptors, a joke run into the Buccaneers.
Who the hell are these guys?
Some blasphemous things like Luka to the Los Angeles Lakers, but I think there's a better trade to the Lakers.
Oh,
and maybe you got that one for me.
Yes, on February 1st, 2008, two bigs. Mm-hmm. were traded for each other, and Pau Gasol and a 2010 second round pick were sent to the Lakers in exchange for Mark Gasol, Javarius Crittenden, Kwame Brown, A. McKee, 2008 first round pick and 2010 first round pick. I think this is the biggest trade in Lakers history. I think it eclipses the Luka trade for now, because we haven't done anything.
For now, because you don't know how this Luka trade is going to play out.
Yeah, that's true. But this Lakers trade saved Kobe's career, okay? Because Kobe has not done anything without a dominant center. You can save out probably any great. You know, Curry, he needs Draymond. You know, Jordan needed his bigs and Pippen and that one tall European, I'm blanking out his name. But these guys need their bigs. And when Shaq left,
I have an antidote.
Wait. Let me just raise one last thing. Here's the Lakers seasons after Shaq left. Missed playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
Lost in the first round to the Suns. They acquired Pau Gasol later, and they went on to make the finals. Then I think they got to the conference finals after that, and then they made the next three finals where they won two of them. So, Kobe in his center, and he got that in Pau. The Grizzlies got their franchise player who they didn't bank on, because apparently Mark Gasol is like an unknown prospect when they made this trade, and he blossomed perfectly for them.
I mean, but his brother was pretty good, so the apple didn't fall too far from the apple, right?
That's true, but hey, are all the Ball brothers equal? Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they sleeping on Melo, bro.
I saw a quote Zello, today that
or Quello or whatever his name is.
LaMelo, Lonzo Ball, and DeMelo.
See, like, you forgot his name, bro. That's fucked up. You see, this is what we talk about, man. History forgets the people, man.
Oh yeah, the shoplifters.
They're gonna say the two Brawl Brothers now. They're not gonna even think of the third one.
Oh, with the song, the one with the song. How does it go again?
Am I put up in the corner? Whoa.
Oh no, copyright strike, bro.
Go. I don't even know how that shit go. Oh, yeah, bro. Dude, I mumbled the words, bro. Yes. I'm a swerve in the corner.
Crazy.
But yeah, that is a pretty crazy one. My note was that I think Draymond needs Curry way more than Curry needs Draymond. I feel like if Draymond retired and you put just like a dominant center in there, like any other dominant center, or like even like a pretty average center, like I don't know, like I guess like Jakob Poeltl.
Jakob Poeltl is a top five center in this league, bro. He's no sleep on Jakob.
Is he?
Yeah, bro. He's solid.
Is he?
He's like a glue guy. I landed some glue guy a couple weeks ago, and now I can't stop saying about like every guy who just brings cohesion, but
he's just a glue guy, like Miles Turner and Jalen Duren and Clint Capella, and like all these guys are just glue. Nick Claxton, just a glue guy.
Just glue guys, yeah. Like
that's how they're gonna speak on Ernie Clement. Just a glue guy, dude. He's one of the glue guys of all time. Oh my god.
Ty France, ultimate glue
guy. They sleep on Brown and Francis, the greatest glue guy.
Can a pitcher be a glue guy? I don't know. Is that such a thing?
I don't know. That is a question. Can it? I don't know.
I would lean to
a player that plays every single day.
Every single day. Yeah.
Inning eater. Yeah, but they call him a Chad inning eater, like Chris Bassett.
A Chad inning eater?
He's a true. Yes, bro. Chad inning eater.
My brain rot it.
Yes, but bro. This is an actual thing. Like. A serious thing. I'm gonna send this to you on Discord. Have a look at it.
A Chad inning eater. Okay.
Yes, bro. That's what they call them. Chad inning eaters.
It's a shame you guys don't have visuals to see what he just said.
Yeah, I sent a pretty funny picture, but we'll get back onto topic.
Yes.
So are you done with your trade talk?
Just some random stats I want to throw out there. Gasol spent 7 seasons in LA, averaged 17.9, 10 rebounds. That's like almost perfect. He's 17.9 and 10.0 rebounds. And he played 429 games, earned 3 All-Star selections. I feel like he was quite underrated, low-key. But he was very clutch in the playoffs. And I think in Game 7, 2010 Finals, he got the game-winning bucket for them against the Celtics. So very integral to that squad. And I think he literally saved Kobe's career. Because if you don't get Gasol, I think Kobe probably gets lucky with one, and like he wouldn't be nowhere near the top five, or even top 10, or top 20. But that's the topic for another day when we have a friend of ours on the pod. Another big trade I want to discuss that almost tore this country apart, that almost had people rioting in the streets. That had the
Is it the great one?
Oh yes, Mr. Wayne Gretzky. When this trade happened,
it is the great one.
Fun fact, by the way.
I was gonna get into this one, by the way.
Oh my
government.
If you know, say it.
It is the government. The government got involved in stopping this trade. The trade has been in works for a shit ton longer than it actually did. The interesting part is the Oilers actually had more success in the immediate aftermath after this trade. But you can never say never to what Gretzky did for hockey in America. 11 franchises went stateside since Gretzky's transfer to the Kings.
Yeah.
11. And do you think that much come if he doesn't? I think some, but not like all 11. I feel like a little bit less.
I don't think the game is where to stay if he doesn't go to LA. Because, you know, one thing I've noticed is like I watch a lot of these like draft interviews, and their dads will talk, and a lot of them be like, oh, you know, I got into the sport when Gretzky came over, or, you know, we would go to games when Gretzky was in town. And like, because he was such an icon, like in the 90s when he was playing there. And he really put the sport on the map with, like, Jordan, and then, like, they would collab and all that. And, like, even Austin Matthews, his dad said that, like, he got into the game because of Gretzky was in town, because they lived in, like, Arizona and L.A. was right next to them. So they got into it because, like, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest player of all time. And he really transformed the game there and brought it mainstream to the American market. And,
Wow. Yeah. So we have to deal with poverty poppy hoops because of Gretzky's trade. Is this the butterfly effect?
No, but he has bounced back.
We
Mr.
have to
poppy.
Watch. We have to watch Poppy ruin Willie Nylander's career because of Wayne Gretzky.
No, wow. Mr. Austin Matthews has bounced back. Please,
Willie Nylander was one of the great players of all time until.
Yeah, he's still the greatest, man. Oh, wait, you know.
Austin Matthews is terrible.
I'm looking at the top. I'm looking at the top 24 home run leaders. And there's only two photos in black and white. Jimmy Fox and Babe Ruth. I didn't realize. Babe Ruth's actually the GOAT, bro. The more I learn about this guy, the more I'm like, this guy's actually insane.
I want to talk about a pretty other crazy trade if you're not really that, if you're finished with Gretzky.
Yes.
Spoken everything you need to say about the great one?
Yeah, just a couple more thoughts to share. I also think they tried to kill the owner. I think some fans actually tried to plot against the owner, and they like actually rioted in the streets, and it was like, it was insane, bro. Like, that's just like every athlete nowadays is like, if Gretzky can't get traded, you can go too. Like, nobody's safe. I remember there was this player, Patrick Laine, who said that, and they're like, you don't get to say that, bro. You're not that good to be talking like that. But it was just a funny quote. But yes, after you. Let's hear it.
The next one is in 2004, the year we were born.
Yes.
A young...
A-Rod. A-Rod's
I don't know if he's Dominican or black.
Racially ambiguous.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see. Rod. So, this young black man... Who's just 3 years into his tenure, $252 million with the last place Rangers, was traded to the Yankees, who, I mean, he just won the MVP, so that's why it's so shocking.
Didn't he win three in a row?
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
No. They were last place all three years. He was the reigning MVP whenever he was traded.
Okay, yeah.
So,
I think I watched a documentary on this trade.
So here, this is a pretty interesting thing. The Red Sox orchestrated a three-team deal that included Chicago White Sox that would have involved A-Rod, Manny Ramirez, Nomar Gampara, forgive me if I said his name wrong, John Lester, and Maglio Ordonez, switching teams. That deal was nixed at the 11th hour. However, when the MLBPA wouldn't allow Rodriguez to take the pay cut that he and the Red Sox had agreed to. So that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. But he landed on the Yankees, and we all know what happens after that. They do pretty good.
Another thing about
that, I think that's a pretty crazy one.
Yeah, another thing about that contract he signed was that it was $252 million, which was like record breaking that time. I think the next cheapest one was like $100 million, and so to have that big of a contract and to be traded like so early into it is actually insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nothing was working out in Texas. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was also a little bit of a diva, as some would say.
Oh, yes, he was 100%.
He also won back-to-back gold gloves in Texas for those 3 years. That's just nuts.
I think he just wanted the bright lights.
Insane.
Like, I don't think he was happy. I think it was like, I'm too big of a player.
He won two more MVPs with the Yankees.
But PEDs, bro. PEDs.
Okay. Man, they forget how great Alex was. He is one of the greats.
LA and a gardening company that's giving him $29 million extra dollars every single year.
Yeah.
Huh.
I wonder what happens there.
Thank you, Steve Ballmer.
You did not hear much about that.
Thank you, Steve Ballmer. We love you, Steve Ballmer. Thanks for getting him off our team. Yes. I don't know. It was a very interesting trade. I mean, it was pushing all your chips together. If they didn't win it all year, make at least the NBA Finals, Masai would have kissed his job goodbye. But he bought himself a lot of extra time by winning that championship.
Yeah, I think
he bought himself like until last year, whenever he left.
Yeah, I think that is the most ballsy move any GM has ever made in the history of sports. Like, you're literally trading, because Smart was loved, like the most loved player, the guy who put in, like, I never really heard a bad word about DeMar, because I was following the Raptors for a while, and like, you would never hear a bad word about DeMar. You hear about how they lost, but who would they lose to? LeBron James. So it's like, okay, you know, it's LeBron and the Cavs, yeah. We can't do much. It's like,
LeBron left that year.
Yeah. Who knows? It would have been battle to see if he stayed at like Cavs semifinals or finals something. Kawhi versus LeBron, that'd be something. But
yeah,
it was a ballsy play.
Thank God he didn't, because we would have lost.
Who knows? Who knows?
We would have lost if the Cavs versus him.
Yeah. That
also pretty cool. Sorry. Go on.
No, I was finished.
Okay, a pretty cool one is they don't really talk about it. They don't talk about it no more. KG to the Boston Celtics.
Oh, when did that happen?
Oh, that happened in 2007. Kevin Garnett to the Celtics. 3 years after his MVP season and a deep playoff run with Minnesota.
Wow.
They started rebuilding. And then Garnett parted ways and landed with the Celtics, which is they came off of two losing seasons. They weren't that attractive,
mm-hmm.
you know, of a destination to land in. But it was like the first big three, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Paul Pierce,
Ray Allen.
Yeah, Ray Allen. Yeah, there is.
And Garnett, which is the beginning of the big threes. I think they cooked the NBA because the fact that they won the chip that year, was it that they won it in 2008 or 2007?
I think 8.
I think it was 2008. Yeah, I think it was 2000 and yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was 2008. So yeah, they won it after making that blockbuster trade and having two loser seasons. Probably won a pretty shocking trade, but it wasn't too shocking. Like, we're getting slightly colder as we get on, but like, because the Timberwolves were losing, they're looking into the rebuild, and dealing Garnett was probably the biggest part of that, making the rebuild really happen.
And he was 31 when that trade did happen, so it seemed like they were all floating on a nearly aging star.
I mean, yeah, you could say they probably have gotten the better years of Gannett. Yeah. But like you look at their roster. They had Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kendrick Perkins. Wow.
Hey, don't disrespect the
Sam
big
Cassell,
perk, man.
Eddie Howe. Huh?
Don't disrespect the big perk, man. Don't disrespect the big perk.
The big perk. Yes. The big perk. I always think about him as like him holding the Cavs trophy with the hat on. Like, dude. He did not.
Every part matters. Every part matters.
There's always this one guy who joins the group assignment, and that was Kendrick Perkins that year. Just insane. Yeah, that was a pretty cool trade. I don't think I got anything else. I think I'm all out of crazy trades.
Yeah.
You got a final one to send us off?
No, because we're at our time limit right now.
Wow. We're all done.
What a pod. What? Go and remember.
What an interesting one. Hopefully this all flows together quite well.
And we didn't even talk about the big one. Mr. Luka Doncic.
Which is Luka. Nah, it wasn't that crazy. It wasn't that crazy. Luka's... He should have got a statue here! Or what I like I said.
Do you think he... I think he stole it.
like a Mav statue?
Yeah.
Oh, I would... If I was a Mavericks fan, I would tear that shit down, by the way. Don't put no statue if you only play like 5 years with us. How long did you play with us? 2017 or 2019? When did he get into the league?
2018.
Wow. He's an old player, man. He's old.
Yeah. But he's been here since he was 18. So I think he's 26 now.
Oh, wow. So it's like that Vladdy situation, man.
Yeah, exactly.
He feels old, but he's really he's a young buck. He's moving with the young men.
Okay. That's true.
Okay. Well, so thank you guys for listening to another Spirit Live podcast episode. My name is Muhammad, or Cassius Clay, and that is...
Ethan Clark.
Ethan Clark.
Yeah.
Yes. Not Kent Clark. Not Kent.
No, but people ask.
We should do for the Halloween episode. We should I don't know, get like posts of a YouTube next year Halloween. We should post a YouTube video dressed up as you're Kent Clark and Muhammad Ali the boxer.
Hey,
maybe that is a I like that. Maybe we should do that.
Or we can just do it whenever. Why not? Just for a
second. Or whatever. You know what? Let's just do whatever. Hey, guys, look out, because maybe a random episode in December we'll be dressing up as Mariah Carey, and I don't know.
And Derek Jeter. All right.
Derek Jeter, wow.
That's all for today.
That's all we got. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Peace.
Thank you. Love you.